Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi. Covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad, along with Robbie Falk from 24/7 Sports, give you an inside look at the Bulldogs on the field, the court, and the diamond. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you get podcasts from. Appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with Strange Brew Coffee. And if you're not here in Starkville or in Tupelo and you want to get Strange Brew Coffee, it's simple. Just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com and use their links there to shop online. And, of course, if the holidays coming up, if you got a coffee lover in your house, it makes great gifts to get the Strange Brew Coffee that is such a Mississippi State tradition delivered right to your door. Let Santa bring you some Strange Brew this holiday season. College Corner and collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to shop this holiday season for maroon and white merchandise. You've got Bulldogs in the family. They want new shirts, new hats, new gear. College Corner is the place to go. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet. They're in Flowa by the Half Shell. And those two locations will have fantastic Black Friday specials in just, 11 days. And then, of course, you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Humble Taco is Starkville's newest and best Mexican restaurant. That's Mexican fare with Mississippi roots. Your favorite Southern dishes turned into Mexican classics. It's something you'll never had before, and you can't have anywhere else. It's a unique restaurant to Starkville, to the SEC, and we're glad they are with us. So next time you're up here, maybe this weekend for a little college football, 11 a.m. game means dinner time on Saturday. That place should be buzzing. Be a part of it. Grab a seat, grab a margarita, grab some chips and salsa, and grab some awesome tacos at Humble Taco. If you're looking to tailgate this weekend, a sub platter from Firehouse Subs might be the way to go. Call your local location or call them up here in Starkville for easy pickup on game day. And of course, if you're just looking for lunch and you want to make it easy, it doesn't get any easier than using the Firehouse Subs app. Go on there, get your lunch taken care of, grab some reward points. You'll be eating free sandwiches pretty soon and walk in and out of your local Firehouse Subs with your lunch. I'm thinking meatball sub is the way to go, but that's just me. Whatever you like, they've got it at Firehouse Subs. It's been too long since we got to hear the dulcet tones, Robbie. And I'll be totally honest, when's the last time we had a commitment here on the Thunder and Lightning? Do you remember?
Gosh, when was the last time?
Who is State's last commitment for today?
I'm trying to remember. Was it like
we can find? Surely they have it by date.
It wasn't like all Davian Collins, was it? Like a defensive back or somebody like that?
If I'm looking at this right. It was a good call, Robbie. Good.
Audavian. God, that was a long time ago.
That was on August 25th.
Before you get to our favorite song,
yeah,
I want to give a shout out to the parenting of our Thunder and Lightning listeners.
Yes,
we haven't talked about that. Chip Hoover sent us a video of his two sons, word for word, doing the intro of our show.
Yeah,
if kids are doing this word for word, they're listening to this religiously.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chip for that. I also got a message from our friend Collins Brister, who sent me a video of his little girl, Emma Lou. She's 4 years old, and she did basically the same thing.
What's the guy's name?
Collins Brister.
Isn't he an Ole Miss fan?
I don't think so.
Who am I thinking of? There's a guy on Twitter that trolls all the time.
That's not him, because this guy's a big State fan. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Emma Lou. Thank you, Emma Lou, for listening to us, and to Collins and Chip, and all of our listeners out there who are just fantastic parents who are raising your kids right.
Absolutely,
bringing them up every single morning on Thunder and Lightning.
Colin Brister is the Ole Miss fan. What an odd coincidence there. All right,
that is strange.
It is. Well, without any further ado.
Creighton,
Recruiting. It's the worst kept secret in recruiting, but it's now official. Marques Dorch has flipped from Ole Miss to Mississippi State. Four-star receiver out of George County, at least for right now. I'm sure the reshuffling's happening on some website to get him down to three stars. George County High School, 6 foot, 175 pounder. Speed is the is what Marques Dorch brings to this. And it seems like a pretty simple proposition. He wants to play offense. Ole Miss wants him to play defense. So he basically did the opposite of what Jacarius Clayton did to Mississippi State earlier this year. And now he'll end up as it is still a couple weeks of signing day. But right now, that guy is a Mississippi State Bulldog. And honestly, it felt like this was going to happen, and it feels like it'll stick because the kid hasn't visited Ole Miss in months.
Yeah. You know, this is one of those guys that we've talked about during his recruitment, very early in his recruitment, and this is why I say you just don't stop recruiting players. You don't stop recruiting them. We've seen countless times where we've said, this guy's just playing games. This guy's going to make, you know, he's an Ole Miss fan. He's grew up Ole Miss fan, all that. Will Rogers is not at Mississippi State if you don't just keep recruiting him. And that if you would have given up on that kid, you don't see what you're seeing right now in the air raid offense. Mm-hmm. And he grew up an Ole Miss fan. This is a player that we tied immediately to MJ Daniels last mm-hmm. year. We said wherever MJ Daniels goes, whoever gets him is getting Marques Dorch. And when MJ flipped, I remember on signing day, people immediately started saying, well, there goes Marques Dorch. I mean, people, that's how coveted this guy was and how wanted this guy was for Mississippi State fans. But this is why you don't give up, Brian. I mean, Steve Spurrier Jr. has had a relationship with this guy for over a year. We find out that Ole Miss now kind of wants him to play defensive back, which on the flip side of that, that hurt Mississippi State with a guy like Jacarius Clayton, who they wanted on offense. Well, he's going to play defensive line for Ole Miss. But I think that really kind of stuck in his craw a little bit, and he has not really shown Ole Miss a lot of interest for a long time. I mean, and I get there's still going to be people to this day that are going to be skeptical, and I do not blame you at all. I do not blame you at all. You've been here before. You saw this with MJ Daniels last year. We saw how he came out with that graphic about he was 100% committed and all that stuff. Well, I just think this is different. I mean, this kid has literally not been to Ole Miss all year. He's only been to Mississippi State. And we might be completely wrong on this. We might be getting a completely different read. I have not talked to the kid, so I don't know him personally. But I talk enough to Paul Jones, who has talked to this kid time after time throughout the process. And he feels really confident that this is genuine and he really wants to be at Mississippi State. And, I mean, I can't really blame him whenever I look at the stats for Mississippi State receivers.
Yeah, that's what I was about to get.
It doesn't matter if he's second team, if he's, you know, the number four receiver on the team. He's got a chance to catch 25 to 50 balls at least. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mississippi State's going to have a pretty good selling point when Steve Spurrier Jr. and Mike Leach pull out the stat sheet and show that to recruits.
Yeah, 100%. You know, same with quarterbacks. I mean, people are going to see how many attempts are happening, how many completions are happening, and they're going to want to play in that kind of system. But for Mississippi State, to get a guy like Dorch is big. You wanted to get a big Mississippi talent, and it doesn't feel like he's going to be the last one. Mississippi State football in the past, when it comes to recruiting, has always been about loading up your class in the summer months and then just hanging on for dear life when you got close to signing day. It feels like this year, this is a chance to see State really close strong. All the tea leaves point to Trevion Williams coming to Mississippi State. Stone Blanton remains committed to Mississippi State baseball. They feel like he's going to be the guy who commits to Mississippi State to play football as well. There's obviously a lot of momentum around Jaheim Otis to possibly flip from Alabama to Mississippi State. That's one that I have a little trouble believing myself. Paul Jones keeps bringing that up, and I totally agree with him. It's tough to say with any confidence you're going to flip an Alabama commit. But State has stayed in the game, if nothing else. There's some talk that Mississippi State could possibly get into the game with the other wide receiver in this state, Larry Simmons from Moss Point, that he's being receptive. And again, what you just said, Robbie, if you're a wide receiver, how can you not look at Mississippi State and say, look, the fifth and sixth guys are getting 40 catches? You know, State's fourth or fifth leading receiver would be the leading receiver at most SEC teams right now. So,
I haven't looked at Ole Miss's depth chart. Why do they not want him at wide receiver? Do you know? I don't read notes like that.
Backs more than anything else, I guess. And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, they lose Christian Drummond right off the bat.
I think their defensive backs are improved. And like you mentioned, I mean, they're losing their top two receivers. They got Mingo coming back, he's going to be gone a couple of years.
Plumlee have really not done anything. So I don't know the answer to your question.
Let's look at this. If he is, let's see. If he's the 10th receiver on this team right now at Mississippi State, if he is Ra-Ra Thomas as a true freshman, he can catch in 10 games, he could catch probably close to 20 passes. That's what Ra-Ra Thomas is. If Ra-Ra plays next week, he's on pace to catch 20 passes in 10 games. As a true freshman. Yeah. That's as the 10th receiver on the team.
Yeah.
That's way down the list.
Think about Ra-Ra Thomas. There were two or three games in there he didn't play.
Yeah. So you go down to Malik Heath, who's like the fifth or sixth guy. He has 31 catches.
31 catches. He's on pace to catch up close to 40 passes.
So, I mean, right now, Mississippi State has a great thing to sell to wide receivers. I mean, Malik Heath's got 350 yards.
First time in its history.
Yeah, I mean, it's really crazy, and this is why I think Mississippi State's just getting started in this air raid offense.
Yeah,
because the talent level that they have coming up. I mean, it's one thing to have Malik Heath was a change in pace at wide receiver for Mississippi State than what they've had. Mekhi Polk is a change in pace for them. Tulu Griffin too, but the guys they have coming up, world class speed from Teddy Knox, world class speed from Marquez Dortch. You have the size and Jacoby Moore and Antonio Harmon. There's a different kind of receiver coming here at Mississippi State, and they are going to be deep and talented.
Yeah.
This group's going to be really good,
yeah.
And you're going to hold on to a lot of them because you're going to have plenty of passes to go around.
Right. This isn't a situation where, you know, you've got a couple of guys catching 50, 60 balls, and then the rest are just sort of in the rotation. Everybody has opportunities in this offense as far as the receiver position goes. So, yeah. And it's such a new day. You know, you think about wide receivers in this state, and you think, you know, Dante Moncrief and A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf and those guys all went to Ole Miss because that's when Ole Miss was throwing the ball and Mississippi State wasn't, and that has flipped. That has flipped. I'll be interested to see if running back, you know, obviously Branson Robinson going to Georgia, but in the years if Kiffin stays or if Lebby stays at Ole Miss, whichever one, does that become sort of a place where four-star running backs want to go and State has trouble getting those guys? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I do know that Dortch is a big commitment for Mississippi State, and it looks like, you know, over the next few weeks you can expect some more of the top players in this state to commit to Mississippi State.
And that would be huge for them because, I mean, a month ago or maybe a month and a half, you know, things have started trending a little bit for Mississippi State behind the scenes, but – it wasn't long ago when fans, you and I, were talking about how Mississippi State was going to have a class that wasn't going to be that exciting. I mean, I like the pieces in the class. I really like the class. But from a perception standpoint of, you know, getting some big-time talent in the state, getting four-star prospects, all that stuff, it was not going to look good. It was going to be in the mid-30s, maybe worse. Well, now you got – if you hit on the best available, the best possible finish you can get, which I'm not going to predict, but Jaheim Otis, Travion Williams, a couple other guys here and there, Xavion Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Trent Ramsey.
Pope and guys like that. You hit on those guys, it's a top 18 class.
Yeah.
Top 18 team class. But I think they have the ability, if they close strong here, to be a top 25 class. – And we've said that from the start. If Mike Leach can be average at Mississippi State recruiting, if he can be average, if Mississippi State can be average on defense, this team has a chance to be as good as it's been, as consistently as it has been. And I have some more thoughts on Mississippi State moving forward, too. You want me to go ahead and say it?
Yeah.
I think we've been told a lie about Dan Mullen at Mississippi State.
Okay.
I think we've been told for forever by the national media. We started to believe it, that Dan Mullen did something at Mississippi State that can't be done. Mm. He won the way that he did at Mississippi State, and it's just not going to happen with anybody else. I think Mike Leach can go beyond that. I think he can be more consistent. I think he can hit a higher percentage than Dan Mullen, and he's proving it in his first 2 years. He's already has more top 25 wins in two seasons than Dan Mullen had in his first 4 or 5 years. I'm going to go ahead and say it, Brian. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think Mike Leach is going to win big at Mississippi State. I really do.
Well, I mean, the architecture of it is there, right? That, yes. You know, State's going to recruit well defensively. They'll have players there. Can they score? And if Mike Leach has always scored. So that's what John Cohen was trying to put together here. If he's done it, then yeah, it's going to be a consistently winning football program, which is what Mike Leach has done at his previous stops. Now, we'll see if it happens. You got to get the players. But
I just think the key is what you say. You need to have the players in place. And that's what I've thought all along, is his talent level is going to be greater than he has ever had at Texas Tech and at Washington State.
Right.
He's going to have consistently top 30 talent, and he hasn't had that anywhere he's been. The difference is the level of talent that he's going up against. Mm-hmm. He hasn't gone up against that consistently week in and week out. But
relative to the talent he had at other places, I feel like.
And the defense is what's going to be the difference, I believe. Yeah. The defense is what's going to make this
correct.
This whole thing work.
Correct.
So I'm going ahead and throwing that shot out there. I think that when he leaves Mississippi State, he will have a better resume than Dan Mullen did if he stays for the same amount of time.
We shall see. We shall see. All right, let's talk about bowl games, and then we'll do our SEC picks for the week. A lot of talk on your message board about bowl games and State possibly finding their way into the Sugar. It all depends on what happens, I guess, as you're listening tonight. State needs to get into the college football playoff poll to have any opportunity for that. Now, obviously, the big factor in that is Georgia has to lose to Alabama in the SEC championship game. If Alabama loses the SEC championship game, they're going to the Sugar Bowl. Done. There's no question about that. But if they get into the playoff, which means Georgia would, with one loss, would still get in, then you have that window. But if State's not ranked when they release that poll tonight, it's going to be too much to ask for them to go from unranked, because they're not going to be ranked for beating Tennessee State.
Right.
It would be too much to ask to go from unranked to like 12th, in my opinion.
It's going to come down, like you said, you're going to be State or Ole Miss.
It could still be Texas A&M. If A&M,
I just don't think that you can. I don't think you can justify putting them ahead of either Mississippi State or Ole Miss, especially if State wins out.
You can't do that. But this is the College Football Playoff Committee that does things. They just last week put Michigan ahead of Michigan State 1 week after Michigan State beat Michigan.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's been something that's
bothered me too with the AP top 25.
Yeah.
I've slipped up a couple of times and had Oregon behind Ohio State or something, but I've tried to correct that. But Oregon should be ahead of Ohio State, and Michigan State should be ahead of Michigan. They've won head-to-head battles. So, I mean, I think you've got to take that stuff into consideration. And you're exactly right. It's going to come down to the college football playoff rankings. State's going to have to make a jump here in these rankings this week.
They need to be 18, 19, 20 tonight.
Yeah. Ole Miss is going to be probably, what were they last week?
They were 14th. They're going to jump into the close. They'll probably be 11.
They'll be 10, 11, 12, somewhere around there. Yeah. If you're within, you know, six spots of Ole Miss,
you can get there.
Going to an Egg Bowl, you can make that jump.
But you can't do it from unranked.
They're absolutely going to be in the Sugar Bowl if they win the Egg Bowl. Mm-hmm. If Alabama, yeah, Alabama will have to be in the playoff. Right. This is all considering Alabama and Georgia's are in the playoff.
So let's do the smart thing here. Let's assume Georgia wins and puts Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. That is likely what is going to happen. So then the next thing, because at that point, I don't think any SEC team is getting an at-large berth to an Access Bowl. You're going to have three Big Ten teams with one or two losses. Oregon, if Oregon doesn't lose again, they're into the playoff. And then that means another Pac-12 team would go into the Rose Bowl. You know, the ACC champion is getting in. The group of Cincinnati is getting in. And then, like I said, you have Michigan. You have Michigan State. You have Oklahoma, who may not lose again. Baylor, Oklahoma State, all of these teams. There's just too many teams. The only chance for this to the only chance for the SEC to have an access bowl, aside from Alabama, is for Ole Miss to win out.
Yeah,
if Ole Miss wins out and they're 10-2, then they'll get in. But Mississippi State at 8-4 is highly unlikely to make an access bowl. Highly, highly unlikely. So let's look at it in terms of we're going to set these parameters. Georgia wins the SEC, and Mississippi State wins out. We'll start there.
Okay.
Can State get to the Citrus Bowl at that point? Again, I'm going to probably say no. Ole Miss would still be 9-3. Texas A&M 9-3. Kentucky 9-3. I don't think State breaks through there. Even with their resume, I don't think State breaks through there.
I think they're going to pass Texas A&M.
They might.
But I think the committee is going. The committee has given Mississippi State the benefit of the doubt because they've won three top 25 games, and now they've won four top 25 games, or against four top 25 teams.
They just pick who they want, right?
Citrus.
They don't. They don't have. They're not.
They don't go by the rankings.
Any rankings or anything. I don't think.
Is that just the New Year's Six that does that?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it falls to that at that point.
I would see them taking Texas A&M, to be honest with you, at 9-3.
Yeah, I mean, you got a chance to have a bigger crowd there. Right. I think that State fans will be pretty excited about the bowl game if they win out.
Yeah, I think State – yeah, State –
I don't know if they can compete.
State has will send a big crowd wherever they go, I think.
I don't know if they can compete with – they can't compete with Texas A&M's fan base, but I think that will be – taken into consideration that this team's kind of like 2013, but even better. You're kind of on the rise, and you have a chance to do some really big things next year.
Mm-hmm.
And the fan base is going to get on board with that.
This graphic here. You ready?
Okay.
If the following things happen, if Arkansas beats Alabama, Ole Miss beats Vanderbilt, Auburn beats South Carolina this Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then next week, State wins the Egg Bowl. Arkansas beats Missouri, Auburn beats Alabama, and A&M beats LSU. If all those things happen, there's a six-way tie for first in the West, and Auburn would win.
Oh, my God. Imagine that?
Can you imagine that kind of chaos? It'd be hilarious.
Can you imagine that?
That'd be so funny.
I guess Auburn would have the tiebreaker over Bama.
Over Bama, over
– and Ole Miss.
Ole Miss and over LSU. So, yeah. So there you go. Anyway, that's not going to happen. Just what I thought was funny. So let's put A&M in the Citrus, right?
Okay.
So now for the Outback, you've got – I think that's where State and Ole Miss are looking at each other. Ole Miss was just there last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably – State's probably going back to Tampa at 8-4.
Which I'm perfectly fine with. We can go see our friend.
With that. Yeah.
You go see our friend Bob Karsgaden.
Yeah. And then Ole Miss probably goes to Gator at 9-3. And then Kentucky is sort of the odd man out in this, and they either go to Music City or Belk, neither one of those their fan base are going to care about, but somebody's got to suffer in here.
They'll be fully invested in basketball by that point.
Right. And then, you know, Arkansas, of course, Arkansas should be 8-4 as well. They probably are going to the Liberty Bowl, though. That's a great, great spot for them. They'll bring a ton of fans. They probably go there, and then, you know, who's left? Auburn. Auburn at 7-5 probably heads to Texas. And then in the East, if Florida is 7-5 or 6-6, they might take the one that – I would say that Kentucky probably goes to Belk. I guess not Belk. It's Duke's Mayo. And then Florida would go to Music City.
Ugh.
I know, right?
Do you think that fan base is going to be pumped up for that?
No. And then you have South Carolina maybe in the Birmingham Bowl, and they should be pumped up.
Yes.
So
that's going to be
another win, but I think they can do that.
that South Carolina, the fan base might be like that Mississippi State team in 07.
Yeah, we're just so starved.
Ole Miss in 2012 would probably be the better one. Ole Miss in 2012 when they went to Birmingham.
Yeah. They'd bring it. South Carolina would find a way to get fans to that game. I think that's the way we're going to look. Now, if State loses the Egg Bowl at 7-5, it feels like Texas is going to be the spot for them.
Yeah.
Because they did. I keep coming back to the fact that they set up this tier and they wanted to try to cycle everybody through it as best they can. Obviously, Alabama's never going to be in this tier anytime soon. But State has not been to Texas yet. I feel like that's the spot for them at 7-5.
Can you imagine like one of these bowls like that if like Alabama lost to Auburn or something, like one of these bowls that would never get Alabama can get them to like the
Alabama
and their fan base like would not be excited at all
if
about
Auburn
that,
beat Alabama and then Alabama lost, so they would be 10-3. They'd be 9-3. They're still going to be the highest ranked SEC team. They'd still go to Sugar. They would need. I don't see how. Even if Ole Miss won out,
I think Ole Miss would pass them
at 10-2.
If they lost, yeah. If Ole Miss beat State,
mm-hmm.
I think Ole Miss might pass them. So they would lose to Auburn, who would be, you know,
8-4
around 20th, yeah. And then they would lose to Georgia back-to-back losses.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Ole Miss right now is 10th in the AP, which is probably going to be around there, and then beat Mississippi State. Yeah. That would be four straight wins for them.
You're right. That would be interesting. So Alabama would just go to Citrus again, though. I don't think there's a way Alabama slips to, like, the Duke's Mayo Bowl. That's hilarious.
No. That would be hilarious.
I can't tell you how – I would be willing to maybe shave 30 days off my life for Alabama to go to the Duke's Mayo Bowl and win it, and Saban to get a tub of mayonnaise dumped on him.
And he would not be happy, man.
Can you imagine?
He would be so bored the entire final, pissed off.
The final 2 minutes of that game would be watched more than a Super Bowl. Than the final.
Just to see that.
Everybody's like, turn to ESPN2. Saban is about to have a gallon of mayonnaise dumped on him.
I just want to see his reaction.
I would stop everything I was doing. If I was doing the show when that game was going on, I was like, guys, I'm out. I'll be back when this is over. I got to watch this. This is history.
He might actually kill someone on the field.
He might be in pregame and be like, I swear to God, if y'all dump mayonnaise on me, I will cut. I don't care how many stars you have. You will not be on this team next year. Oh, my gosh. It'd be so fun. Not going to happen. So, all right, let's move on over to our SEC picks. That's brought to you by our good friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you this holiday season that when you put beef in the grocery cart, you're supporting 15,000 of your favorite Mississippians, the beef producers in our state who are doing $500 million a year in production for our state. Beef is delicious, it's good for you, and it's so versatile. There's just so many things you can do with it, with ground beef, with stew beef, with steaks, with roast. There's just no limit. The only limit is what are you willing to do? How much time are you willing to put in? And if you want to cook quick, they've got you covered there. And if you're looking to make a long day out of it, beef is just that versatile. Go to msbeef.org for more recipe ideas. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. I have been told that Two Brothers is on the menu for the agenda for tomorrow, my friend.
That's correct.
Oh, well, it's going to be a good day.
Two Brothers, and we get to see Big Dave.
Big Dave. You don't need to worry about who Big Dave is, guys. Just know that he's big and his name is Dave.
There you go.
Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Smoked Southern soul food. Can't wait to enjoy that. And if you're coming up here this weekend, well, you can't wait to enjoy it either. So make sure that Two Brothers is on your list to do when the game ends on Saturday. Don't wait. Make a beeline for Two Brothers. Leave your car on campus. You can always walk back to it. Get the Two Brothers. Grab a table and grab some smoked Southern soul food. Advantage Business Systems wants to take care of your business with a two-way plan. They're going to give you an incredible selection of products and services, everything your business needs to grow and to thrive. And then they're going to back every sale they make up with the kind of customer service you'd expect if you were doing business with your next door neighbor, which is what they are at Advantage Business Systems. 46 years of doing business in the state of Mississippi. Nobody stays around that long unless they're taking care of their customers. Call them today and find out what they can do for you. That number is 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. All right. Let's get into these picks here. Some really, weak games here.
This is awful.
So
I don't even know if we're going to even have anything we might even disagree on.
Let's get to them though. So Robbie now two games back. Thanks
you
to
lucky
Arkansas Razorback. Did you say lucky?
Lucky Joker.
Skill. Knowledge of the game. I like that you got are your picks on 24/7 always the same as what you do on this show?
Yes.
Okay. So that allows me to I think you were like going into last week, you were 68-17. So I was 69-16.
Nice.
So whatever I was last week. So I like that I can know the number. That makes me happy. All right. Charleston Southern and Georgia. Mid.
Oh.
Take Georgia. Prairie View and Texas A&M. Mid.
This isn't even mid.
All right. This is low. New Mexico State, Kentucky. Right. Is there another? South Alabama, Tennessee. I like South Alabama. I'm gonna take the Vols here. I know, right? And UL Monroe. Hey, the Fighting Terry Bowdens. I would love to see it, but I don't think they're gonna beat LSU.
Never know. They've been pretty good this year. You know, they put up a fight a little bit against Kentucky. Who did they beat earlier this year? That was pretty good. Was it like Coastal Carolina?
They beat Liberty.
Liberty.
Yeah.
That's who it was.
Yeah. So are you saying you want to take them here? Going to go to make
no.
a move? No?
No.
Okay. All right. So we'll get those out of the way. Arkansas at Alabama. Obviously, we're both going to take Alabama. Can Arkansas make a game of this?
I think they can. I think they can early on, but I think the road atmosphere is going to get to them here in Alabama's talent too.
I'm doing this not by time here, which is what I normally do. These are the games as I think they are interesting. Vandy at Ole Miss. You know, in years past, Vandy is – been a kryptonite for Ole Miss, but not this year.
Last 2 years, they've bucked the trend of being a thorn in Ole Miss's side. I think that's going to continue. This game's going to be over at halftime, and Ole Miss is going to win this one big.
Agreed. All right, then. So that sort of leaves us with two games that we might want to talk about. Florida at Missouri.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is so intriguing because – the last couple of weeks, I picked Florida to just roll just on talent alone. And they give up 52 last week. They give up 40-something against South Carolina. Give up 52 or whatever it was against Samford. I mean, my God, what is happening? What is going on with Florida? I don't understand how this is happening. Because the offense hasn't really stopped doing what Dan Mullen wants to do for the most part. The defense has just got awful.
Yeah.
I mean, getting rid of Todd Grantham
so they could give up 52 points.
That made things worse.
Yeah.
So, golly, I mean, I guess I'm going to go with Florida, but I'm doing it reluctantly. Missouri played better last week.
So tempted to pick Missouri here.
I am too, man. I don't want to fall behind three games with 1 week to go.
And I don't want to give up a game here. Might have to play strategy and go with you on Florida.
Do it. You got a game to spare. Just do it.
No, not this one. But
coward.
This one. What about this one, though? Auburn goes to South Carolina. Bo Nix is out. Broken ankle. South Carolina playing better. They win this game. They're bowl eligible. What do you think? I'll go first since I made you go first on the second one.
Okay.
I don't have any faith in Auburn without Bo Nix. None. Give me the upset. Give me South Carolina to win this one.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm kind of in the same boat there. I don't think TJ Finley's gonna be able to do it. I'm gonna go with South Carolina as well. I think Auburn is tailing away here late in the season. Bo Nix was playing his best football, maybe of his career, and it's just unfortunate what happened to him to go down. They have a good running game, but I think to have that good running game, they've also got to be able to pass the football a little bit. And I don't know if TJ Finley is going to be able to do it. So I'm going to go with the upset too for South Carolina. I think they're making a move.
Well, I gave you an opportunity there. You didn't take it. So there we go. All right. So then you have to win two games next week. on rivalry weekend. I can never say that.
Yep.
I've done it. I have done it. I got Bob Karskadden like that. We'll see.
I'm going to have to pick some upsets next week.
You don't have any choice.
I don't have a choice.
Here comes Georgia Tech, Louisville, and Auburn. It's time for Robbie to shine.
Woohoo.
All right. I'm going to laugh. If you're like, I'm going to take Vandy to beat Tennessee. Let's go. All right. Tomorrow's show is the Rumblings, and we are in Egg Bowl week as of now. So if you've got Egg Bowl-related questions, send them on, and we'll talk about that. We're going to get some former player interviews, a lot of them. We're going to also be doing a lot of that on Sports Talk Mississippi as well. So hopefully bringing you guys a lot of great content. I will not be on Sports Talk Mississippi for the next 2 days, though. Taking a couple of days off. And then we will I'll be back on Thursday when we're live in Oxford for another remote. So there you go. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Get your Rumblings questions in. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.